Zorah Bracha, we read it on Simchas Torah, and we have all the brachos that Moshe gave each Shevet and Klai Yisrael. So the pasuk says, "Levi Amar Tumecha V'Orecha Lish Chasidecha." Now we're all, you know, we may be familiar with the Urim Betumim. Urim Betumim, the Choshen, the breastplate that the Kohen Gadol wore, and the leader of Klai Yisrael was able to consult with it, to consult with the Kadosh Baruch Hu certain times, okay, how it exactly worked, and the lights, and the letters, rearranging, and having the names of all the Shvatim on it. Fine, it's a discussion for another time, but that's something we've heard of, the Urim Betumim. Comes along this pasuk, and it says, Tumecha ve'urecha. So two things should be striking us. One is the second person, and one is the order. So Rashi here tells us, Tumecha ve'urecha, he answers the second person issue. Kalapi shchina umedaber, he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has a whole explanation, how does Rashi have that? He heard it from the Gra, that Rashi was bothered by the Shinoi Lashon, but that answers the second person. What is the Tumecha V'Urecha? So in order to understand that, we have to, the Chafetz Chaim tells us, look at Yom Ayin Gemel Amud Bet, where the Gemara says, why is it named the Urim V'Tumim? Or is Shemeirin et Divrehen, and Tumim is Shemashlimin et Divrehen. So Urim, it sheds light on the words of the Torah. Tumim, it completes it. So how do we understand those words? Urim is like a mashal. And the Tumim is the nimshal. So the mashal is to shed light on what we're trying to understand. There's a pasuk, there's an idea in the Torah. We're trying to concretize it. We're trying to make sense of it, figure out all the details. So sometimes mashal helps bring that to light. Hence, or Urim, it brings it to light. It sheds light on it. We now understand it better. But the mashal is just a story. It's just a story about a king and a tavern and a man in a field and rubles. Okay, all that has to do in the mashal. The nimshal has nothing to do with that. The nimshal has no rubles. The nimshal has no king and sada and tavern and whatever else that we tell in the mashal. The nimshal is the lesson, what we're trying to get to. It's the Torah idea we're trying to teach and clarify. So when the idea has been explained by the mashal, has been elucidated by the mashal, now it's naset tumim. Now it's complete. Now it's clear in our minds. We're able to comprehend and understand it. And we appreciate the mashal. Wow, what a great mashal that was. Here was an idea I didn't understand properly, and you told me the mashal, gewalt, now it makes sense to me. So, this is the way we work. We have an idea we're trying to explain, we give a mashal, through the mashal we get to the nimshal. But we're on a level that we need that. We don't understand everything. Mashal helps us understand it. But all this is for us mere mortals, human beings. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets the nimshal first. He understands the idea. It's his idea. It's his Torah. It's his world. Everything makes sense to him. He has no need for the mashal. So therefore, the nimshal comes first. Maybe he gives us the wisdom on how to make the mashal so that we'll understand it. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nimshal is first. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, Kevan shamar katuv tumecha v'urecha, the tumen comes first. Hanimshal kolim la mashal, shema mina klape yashchina katu medaber. Moshe is talking to the Shechina. So although we said originally, when Rashi says tumecha v'urecha is talking to the Shechina, well, we said, yeah, because it's in second person. Who could it be talking to? Must be talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't understand. It's not just that. We answered both questions. Also, the change in the order is about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. to mecha v'urecha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't need the mashal to understand the nimshal. The nimshal is clear in his mind. We all need the mashal in order to be able to understand the nimshal. This, for me, I, again, there were a few to choose in Vizora Bracha, but after a whole year of doing Chavetz Chaim ala Torah each week, and thank you for joining me every week. Every week we saw that he had a beautiful mashal. A mashal every single week to explain an idea, and Chavetz Chaim's koach mashal was really developed. And that was the joy each week, to see what great parable he could give us that will really help us understand a certain idea in each parsha. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need, but we humans need. And Chavetz Chaim, sensing that need, so this is that perish, that every week, wherever he went, he would go around speaking. So this Talmud, Chavetz Chaim didn't actually put this together, the Talmud would put it together, would collect the mashal he said in this town, in that town, in this Knesia Gedola, and, you know, this gathering of the Rabbanim, and this bris, and this this yeshiva fundraiser. Chavetz Chaim was always speaking, right, to raise money for the yeshivas. So he wrote them all down. So what was the point? So here we have a hint to what the Chavetz Chaim was going at. Here's what he says the mashal is. Meaning we all intuited that this is what a mashal is, but he says it so clearly. There's an idea in the Torah that we're trying to understand, and the mashal helps us understand it by shedding light on this idea with a totally separate story. But we, from the story, which we understand because the story's on our level, we're then able to get an appreciation and understanding of the message that the Torah is trying to give over. So therefore, we have the mashal that helps us get the nimshal, and therefore for us, it would be Urim Metumim, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, it's Tumecha V'Urecha, Ashreinu, that we were Zocha to learn all this Torah from the Chavetz Chaim Yisrael.